Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. Hope everyone's having a good day so far. It's 11 p.m. on Wednesday night here in the east coast of the U.S., but it's already Thursday with my where my guest is right now over in Melbourne, Australia. Welcoming back to the show, Mr. Rainier Wong. Rainier, how you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. And how are you, Rob?
Doing great, great, great. I'm very happy to have you back on the show. For everybody just joining us now with this series, this is actually part 8 of an extended series, a 10-part series that we're doing with Rainier. And the focus has been his company, funnyworks.com. That's FUNIWORKS.com. And, I mean, Rainier, in a couple of sentences, what could you say about the company itself? What should people know about it?
First of all, it's an internet-based company. That means that only welcome businesses, so people can only buy through the website at this moment, and I do not meet customers face-to-face. And mainly I sell both digital art and advertising services.
Mm-hmm. And now, Rainier, in terms of the way that you've been able to get yourself out there so far, you know, are there others in the industry that do things a certain way that you kind of look up to that you say, oh, that works, so I should try that?
That's a good question. Yes, I think that they are because there's so many challenges I face, and because different some those competitors will use other ways of getting customers, and then they will give me an idea to get more customers or things like that.
Sure. And who do you kind of look up to, though, when it comes to, like, is there any business, or company that has done things a way that you definitely would say, oh, that works, that's how I should have done it, or that's how I should do it?
As for the advertising, right, I think I should follow first, perhaps, like Google, where they have the AdWords and AdSense, and then they have the Facebook also, there's something similar. And then classified ad section, I think I can learn from some of the companies, some of the competitors where they kind of offer free classified ad services, and then those want to have their ad to be featured or to get more viewers, they will charge a certain fee so that they will have a special location or space on the website to attract more customers. And that's something that I'm trying to do also.
Sure, absolutely. And how often would you say that you kind of look at your website and you view other people's websites or, you know, just other people in general, the business plan? Do you sit there and do you say, okay, this is what I need to do better, you know, on a weekly basis, or do you kind of alter it as it comes?
Usually I alter it as it comes. I don't think this is a good thing to do, but that's how I do it, because I'm also busy with my digital art, and I'm trying to improve my art so that I will be more attractive for customers to buy my work, and then I also allow businesses to use my art for commercial purposes, so at a very low fee.
Rainier, being based out of Melbourne, Australia, do you see or come into contact with a lot of different businesses? I mean, I'm assuming Melbourne's a pretty big city in Australia, right? And does the landscape of the area, you know, kind of Did that kind of lead you into the place of, yeah, you know, I think that this is a good business idea? You know, online advertising is something that is, you know, prevalent over there by you.
In terms of a landscape, it's not much of a problem because nowadays you can get it's very easy to get connected on the internet, even though the sometimes the connection might be a bit too slow. And what I should say is that it's quite easy to connect. So in general, it doesn't matter where I live, as long as I have a connection to the internet and able to get my product out. I mean, able to get people know about my business. So anyone, whether they stay in Melbourne or in the United States or any part of the world, in Canada, they can contact me and then through my website, and then they can advertise on my website.
Very cool. Okay. And Rainier, you know, we've been discussing so many different things, you know, with your company, with Funnyworks. And what I want people to kind of realize, though, too, is that the amount of time that you put into the company, and, you know, how do you find a way to balance your personal life with your business?
As for me, it's not very difficult to balance my business life with my personal life. It's because, then, firstly, I'm single. And I don't have a family to worry about. So I have more freedom to move around, things like that. And I should say that it's because of that I have more time for my business. And also at the same time, I do not meet customers face-to-face as it is with a traditional business. And so I have more time to work on my website.
Very cool. I mean, it's something that you love doing, so it's not like you have any regrets where it goes there, right?
The only thing that if some challenges I have to face is the internet connection here in Australia. Sometimes it can be a bit too slow. The government is introducing what is known as the National Broadband Network, NBN, and it's not completed yet, and it happens that the area that I'm staying in cannot really enjoy this new product yet. So hopefully in the future I can enjoy this NBN so that the connection will be very much faster. So I'm able to complete my work faster.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, so what do you do about that, though, when you have the slow connection? You know, is there other things that you can do for the business outside of that?
Nothing much, except I can use some time to get some new ideas for the business. Try to think how to improve the website, things like that. Or I may take a rest to wait for the connection to be up to the par, whatever, in order to continue my work.
And Rainier, with you know, the way that you kind of came into starting the business, did you, with your experience in school, because I know that you do have a pretty heavy experience with IT and doing a lot of different things in that area. Now, do you feel like you were well prepared for this, you know, this career path with all of your schooling?
I'm quite well prepared because it's the latest one, which is I got from RMIT, is actually some kind of graduate diploma. That means the diploma you get after graduation, and they taught me how to design a website, and then they also teach me how to do some scripting so that the website can be interactive. People can fill in the forms and then pay me through the internet. That is quite helpful also, and then also keep on learning from the internet. Sometimes they have these free tutorials, and then you can get from books that you can read to increase the knowledge so that I can maintain the website. And then with the knowledge of using the computer, and that helps a lot too.
Now, did you find any aspect of your studies challenging for this, you know, for the business?
Especially the scripting one is quite challenging. The school programming can be challenging because it can be quite complicated.
But how long did it take you to actually get familiar with the programming side of things?
Programming, everything, if it's included, I mean, if it's just for the website side, it takes me about 2 years because I was doing it part-time. And then for computer altogether, it takes me more than 20 or more years just to be more proficient.
And you wanted to be a doctor before you started this, right?
Yes, when I was a kid. I was born in a culture that they look up upon people like doctors, lawyers, and engineers.
Well, at least you didn't want to be a lawyer. We have enough of that.
Actually, to be honest, I also wanted to be a lawyer at one time because I took an introduction to law course. And I was in Malaysia. It's very similar to British law, and it was quite interesting. So I try to memorize those important terms.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool. Well, what about it though? Made you not want to do that, become a lawyer?
The reason is because in lawyer you need to be a very good in English, at the same time, also in Malaysia, perhaps Malay language, and not very proficient in English, and then you have to be able to speak very fluently and smoothly, and then I'm also quite a shy person, and so it's very hard for me, it would be challenging for me to be in the court fighting for a case of perhaps defending or being a defending lawyer or a prosecutor will be a tough thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I need to speak very fluently in order to, and then the terms can be, sometimes can be very difficult, and it is quite a challenge for me.
Sure,
so
yeah.
I decided not to go on.
Now, Rainier, moving on to your the digital art side of things, because, you know, and every week I always bring up the digital art and how impressed I am with some of the creativity that goes into it. You know, can you kind of tell people where you get your inspiration from for that?
Quite a number of places. Sometimes it can be from other people's art, and sometimes it can be from real life. And sometimes it could be for movies, especially those fantasy movies. You can, for instance, you can see pictures of animals with wings or some kind of people with wings or tail or things like that. All those you can see on what's that called? You know, kind of like the first, just like the Lord of the Rings and things like movies like that. And you can get some inspiration there.
Very cool.
From Star Wars, yeah.
I mean, you seem to have a pretty, you know, firm grasp. You seem to really be into, you know, the sci-fi type stuff too, right?
Yes. I like to watch the sci-fi movies.
Cool. Yeah, very cool. I mean, and you know, you have to admit that it's certainly a creative genre to be into. So that I think is really cool, and you can tell with your work. I mean, you know, the work that's on your site. You know, if people go to Funnyworks, they can see a lot of your art. But then if they go to deviantart.com as well, right?
That's right. They will see more art because most of my art will be placed on deviantart.com.
And now, how do you base the pricing off for your digital art? Do you have set prices for everything, or is it kind of negotiable?
Yes, I will go according to what a lot of people do on deviantart.com. I look at how the price, and I try to priced appropriately, and so for some, but for certain things, it's kind of fixed by, especially even the printout of it, and that is kind of fixed by the event outlook itself. And I just it allowed you to get back certain percentage from them, 20% or more. And if I want more, just put more, and then one less, I just put 20%. Or perhaps I think less also can, depending on how much I want.
Very cool. And as far as your, you know, the friends and family that you show your artwork to, I'm curious to know what they kind of think about it.
So far, I haven't got any answers from them yet. A few of them, they are lucky.
Now, okay, what do you enjoy doing? Yeah. I was going to ask Granny, what do you enjoy doing the most in your daily activities for work?
To be honest, I like the digital art because it is again it challenges my creativity, and then I should say that it allows me to be more creative.
Sure.
In my thinking.
Absolutely, yeah. And, I mean, I'm sure it spawns a lot of different things for your business too, right? And how long would you say it takes you to come up with certain ideas for the digital art side of things?
Sometimes it can take only about a few minutes, and sometimes it may take longer. And
right.
Nowadays, I'm allowed to use the already existing stock photographs from other members of Deviant Art, and then some of them are good enough to allow me to use it for commercial purposes, and I can use them, and then I just combine the different pictures together in order to form a new picture.
Very cool. But the, you know, what programs do you use to do everything?
I use GIMP, G-I-M-P, which is equivalent to Photoshop. I use Paint.net, and of course the Paint that comes along with Windows. And sometimes I use this Dust 3D to create some 3D effects.
Mm-hmm.
And then I try to combine all the different images together.
Now, is this stuff easy to relatively pick up or no? How long does it take you to figure out these programs?
It's very easy. The program, which program I should use, is quite easy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can just Google on the internet and so what you want, and then it'll tell you what software you can use, and you can download it, and then you find that it's good for you, then just use it.
Very cool. Now, Rainier, do you ever think about what you want the company to do 5-10 years from now?
I wish that I were able to create something more, maybe more user friendly, especially for the website, and then easier for people to pay me, or another way to earn an income. Hopefully, one day I'll be able to set up something that customers do not really have to pay me, but I still can earn income for myself. But nowadays, is they have some kind of some kind of thing that you can install on the website that you can this advertising to come out, and but unfortunately sometimes these pop-ups can be annoying to people.
Mm-hmm.
So otherwise, I can.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Just
go ahead.
What would you recommend to people that are just now getting into, digital technology, online advertising? You know, what are some of the things that you've learned over the years that you think people should know about?
Sure. Now, this is quite, first of all, it's a challenging task, and but one shouldn't give up when things are going wrong. Just keep up like that. What's the name of the person? Sir Winston Churchill says, never give up, and use that as a motto. And then secondly, also you have to, what should I say, keep on working on it, and also it has to be, what should I say, another thing is if you're able to, because English is an important language, not only in the United States or Australia or English-speaking countries, it's important almost all over the world, so English has to be good, so that people can understand what you have written on your website. And then it's also good to have a supporter your website to translate it into different languages so that you can widen increase the number of customers.
Mm-hmm.
And also the important and the good pricing strategy, which is the challenge. And then for me, and then also you make your website to be user-friendly and have a good policy, make sure that you are protected, your business is protected. And then you have good privacy policy so people can trust you.
Absolutely. And, bringing up trust, how important is it and how difficult is it to maintain that trust with your client?
It's quite a challenge because they do not see me face-to-face. And they have to see that their money is worthwhile spending on me. And it's just why it's important that the quality of my service should be satisfactory, should be good enough for them to come back again or to introduce to another person. So I do write something very convincing to on my website to ensure that they can trust.
And that's got to be the main focus for you, right? I mean, really, trying to keep that. You got to keep the customer happy because the customer is the one that's paying you.
Yeah, that's right.
And now, as far as that goes then, how many people would you say that your target is for right now? I mean, I know right now you're trying to pick up the business and it's difficult. I mean, you want to make sure that you can please each person, but you don't want to take on too much at once, right?
That is fine.
Which I find interesting because it's tough. Because how do you build a business without, without taking on new clients?
Yeah, that's right. I hope to get around maybe if I start starting with five first. Five mm-hmm. first or even two is okay. Then I'm able to make sure my business is happy with my business. Then they will tell their friends about it. Maybe for low business owners, and then they introduce them to me, and then it helps me to be on a clientele.
Well, that's certainly the goal, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a challenge because I don't face people. I don't have a store that people can walk past and have a lot say hi to me. See?
No, sure. I mean, that's definitely a challenge. I mean, you're coming from a place where you're just online and it's not easy to take
right.
over there. But
right.
there's definitely the market for it. As far as social media goes, why don't you tell us your social media plan here?
I still continue to use this Twitter and hope to get more followers. I'm also using Facebook and I'm trying to perhaps to spend a bit more money to the Facebook in order to get more customers. And I will encourage my friends, to like my Facebook page. I mean, the Facebook page of my Funny Works. That hopefully will help to increase the number of likes and then will increase hopefully increase the more customers.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be great, right? I mean, that's the goal.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. And for everyone just joining us, we're coming down to the last couple minutes of tonight's show with Rainier Wong from Melbourne, Australia, and the company is funnyworks.com. Also, really clever digital artwork that's available on funnyworks.com, and it's deviant art as well, right?
I definitely.
Great. And so, you know, Rainier, while we have a couple minutes, I just want to kind of go over your website and, you know, the different pages that you have on it. You know, what do you have on there to offer people, and why did you choose that?
I'd like to introduce the game section, which I introduced a new game, which is a Christmas-related game. It's called Finding Christmas,
cool.
Which I find on the internet, and they allowed me to link to them, and then also to store their game on my website without any fees at all. And then since it's just a Christmas season, and Christmas is around the corner, so I hope that people will find it interesting, find it enjoyable to play the game. So hopefully this will help me to gain more customers.
Very cool.
And then so that's the latest one. And then for digital art also, I'm trying to enter this competition, and the book cover design competition. Hopefully I can win the competition. It may also help me to increase the number of clients that those who buy from me.
That would be great, right? And I'm curious to know about your musical tastes. What kind of music are you into?
I like both pop and classical music. It also depends on the type of pop music. Classical. Some pop music, they are very melodious and easy to remember. The tune is easy to remember, and then I like the kind of music. Like for example, I like the Bee Gees and the Carpenters.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps there's maybe songs by older ones like Tom Jones or Andy Williams. And sometimes
Very nice.
I also like Frank Sinatra. And for
who
classical music,
like
I like Johann Strauss. Yeah.
That's great. And so, Rainier, now with 2 minutes left in the show, you know, I want you to kind of tell people why you think they should contact you to do something for their business. What's the highlights of your business for their business?
The highlight is that I can help them to get more customers because I can, once they submit the ad to me, and then I would do my best to put it on the Twitter and Facebook, and to get more, because I'm getting more followers on FunnyWorks. On Twitter now, and I can retweet the idea whatever they want, and then I can get more customers through these tweets. And then based on experience, I've seen people actually retweeting my tweets, and they will hopefully help to increase the number of customers or clients for my customers. And but in the end, the success still lies with the businesses themselves, and also they themselves to make sure that their website or their own business is able to meet the needs of their own customers, and also to keep their own customers happy.
That's right. And it's all about keeping the customer happy, as we mentioned.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
And
well, Rainier, unfortunately, we are out of time for tonight's episode, but we do have you coming back on for two more episodes. So we got you on next week and the following week leading up to Christmas. Uh-huh. So hopefully, all goes well. And I just want to thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Well, everybody check out funnyworks.com. That's F-U-N-I-W-O-R-K-S.com. iworks.com. Rainier, again, have a great day, and we will talk to you soon.
You too. Okay.
All right. Well, from everybody here at CMC Radio, this is Rob May saying take care, everybody. Good night.